There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Payback
doctor,
time.
Doctor.
Doctor. And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
Oh, man.
The doctor is in.
All right. Thank you. Join us on Advanced Medicine Wednesday.
So Romery.
Give no one just
Romery.
Sitting on my rental phone.
My rental phone.
I work really hard and make up great friends. But nobody listens, no one understands. Seems like no one takes me seriously. So I'm
Romery.
A riddle Romery.
Oh, man.
Poor riddle
me. That was Kim Jong-il from Team America World Police. And he's the theme song as we open Advanced Medicine Wednesday. I think that was hilarious. You heard me laughing. I couldn't contain it. You know, Dr. Batar said he was going to get back at you for showing up on Advanced Medicine the other day. You knew he was going to come back at you. I just didn't know he had it in with GCN to play that for you.
Romery. No one takes me seriously. You know, that reminded me, Robert, of the end of the Christmas movie, Christmas Story. Remember when they go to the Chinese restaurant for Christmas dinner and they sing fa ra 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 ra?
Yeah, fa ra 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 ra
ra ra ra ra ra. Too funny.
Yeah, it's very politically incorrect. But why loneliness may be the next big public health issue is the headline as we start. It's outside the box. Dr. Batar, he snuck that one in. Super D, you're going to have to check on that, how that happened. But boy, oh boy, he was true to his word.
That's one of those times where we can just play it off and say, hey, we meant to do that, right?
Right. No, he meant to do that. That was funny. All right, TMB, then it's payback time.
I'm going
to
get him for that. All right. I tell you what.
I know, you definitely will. So loneliness, next big public health issue. They're actually saying this in Time Magazine, the CIA rag. Living alone is linked with an increased chance of mortality.
Yeah, so, you know, getting back at Dr. Batar here, I'm going to play like Dr. Batar on the show. So, what are you talking about, Robert? I haven't seen that article.
See, at least we know TMB actually prepares to be on this show. You know, he actually reads the article. In fact, he comes up with some of these articles at Super D. He goes, where'd you find that? Dr. Batar shows up. He's like, what are we talking about today? Did you get the email? Well, let me open it now. But we're about to go to air, Dr. Batar.
No, yeah.
Okay. You got him back. That was good.
I got him back there. So anyway, this is a BYU study, Brigham Young University, and they're showing that people that are living in isolation have an increased risk of mortality. Now, I didn't read all the parameters of the study, but it's published in Perspectives of Psychological Science, so I mean, it's in a pretty reputable journal. But it says that people that lack physical contact with others, that they lack that social connectivity or whatever, would be more prone to die early. Now, I don't know what does that mean though, Robert? Because I'm looking through the article. Mm-hmm. What does it mean that they have an increased mortality risk of 29% and 32%?
I have to imagine it's like dying before whatever.
But before, I don't know who the control group was. I'm not really sure what this means. I mean, pretty much everyone has a mortality risk of 100%, don't we? I mean, it's just a matter of when you go. So yeah, I don't really know what this means.
Yeah.
I don't know what this means, but it does make sense that you would maybe die earlier. Let's say it was just you had exactly the same eating habits, drinking habits, all the same mm-hmm. habits, except you lived alone, you didn't get any social contact. Would that mm-hmm. person die earlier? You know, it seems like the way that we know that the psyche, that the brain, that your state of mind, your mood, joy has on the immune system and that immune response, you know, it seems like maybe you would live a shorter life if you didn't have physical contact and you didn't have the joy of interaction with other people and you were just kind of alone and isolated all the time.
Like Sartre, who said hell is other people. He had a different idea about it.
Okay.
And there are people that are hermits, or they think they are, genuine hermits, that would say, I'd rather live in a cave. And there were times, TMB, confessing to you, my friend, that when I was young, and I don't know what would be the other term there, but I felt like, you know what, I just want to go up to the top of the mountain and hide in the cave. And that was spiritual. You know, even the concept being because it was spirituality, right? You gotta leave this place to be spiritual. And then I realized at a certain point it was about learning the spiritual laws and bringing them back down into the valley, you know, with you and living a life of example and inspiration. And it was different, and it was difficult because a lot of the times there's pain associated with interacting with other people because sometimes they bring you some bad juju or karma. And you're like, oh, man, did I really need that?
Right. Yeah. No, I would agree with that. I think probably what they're looking at here is just the people that are, I guess, maybe somebody you would think of as a loner, just that are alone and by themselves all the time. I mean, heck, everybody needs time alone just to think and regroup. And, you know, I won't debate that at all. I would think that's across the board. It's sometimes you just need a time to yourself just to sit and think and hear the quiet. But
TMB? Growing up, like, did you ever go on, like, trips with lots of friends, right? Like, yeah, I toured through Europe a lot, going through Eurail passes. We'd hang out in hostels, and there's not a lot of solitude in those cases. And there's some people that had a tolerance for no solitude better than others, and others were going absolutely crazy. They had to get out and alone at mm-hmm. certain points, but everybody's got a different threshold for that.
Yeah, sure, I agree. And I think that there's, and it may be different with different people. Some people are they really are loners. They're kind of hermits, and they don't like to be around other people. And then some people are just your social butterfly that's always got to be in a big group. So I think there's probably a happy medium. I think this is probably looking at people at the extreme end. And I think maybe, I wouldn't be surprised if these are people that live alone that don't want to live alone. These are people that aren't necessarily hermits. Right. They just aren't very, they don't have many friends. They wish they could be part of a group. They wish they had friends, and they wish they had that interaction, but they really don't. And so maybe that's the people it's talking about. I'm not sure.
Well, reach out to someone who's lonely if they have a desire for some level of genuine human interaction. I know that, and this is not the subject matter. I don't want to go into it, but it just occurred to me that, for instance, the autism spectrum, which takes a child of normal development and reverses them in some way or isolates them in some way where they don't interact with the outside world in a fashion that they would normally when their nervous system was not damaged in that way. So there is a medical isolation that is induced on kids via vaccination and other environmental metals and things.
Yeah, leave it to RSV to draw that connection, but a very good connection, though. You're right. So, you know, we don't want to belabor this point. Like I said before, I'm not really sure who the subject material was for this, or the group of people that they looked at, and what all the different variables were within this group. But I would reckon to say that at least sometimes, you know, for everyone, whether it's once a day or once a week, interaction with other people is a good thing. And I think living a life of solitude and only solitude without having that human interaction, I would think it would be detrimental in the long term.
Yeah, I got to get out of the studio. I'll be back. No. I'm going to take off at the bottom of the hour for a segment because I got to be on the Jerry Doyle show. And TMB will hang out with Super D, and you guys will have fun as well. Now, another story here, and this is from our friend. I'm sorry, did you want to add something to the loneliness?
Well, no, I was just going to say, if you talk too much about loneliness, though, Google might ding your rankings.
That's a point, yes, and that was a nice transition because Google is about to game the system if we let them get away with it. This is the Alliance for Natural Health. That's who I'm going over for in Europe next week, the end of next week to England. They say they're going to start ranking websites based on, what, truthiness? How is this being described?
Yeah. Well, they're going to base their rankings on who's telling the truth. Now, the problem is, who's the one determining if what's on the website is truthful? And so that would be Google's employees, apparently. Somewhere along the road, somebody's going to, a group of people are going to be hired to, you know, to write the code and write the algorithms that determine if there's truthfulness on a site. And so, again, we go back to, well, look at all the revisionist history that we've seen over these last couple hundred years. And people look at these, at the textbooks in the public schools as truth. But the bottom line is it's a lot of propaganda. And that's what I'm afraid of with something like this with Google determining what is truth. You know that they're going to look at anti-vaxxers as being quacks. They're going to look at that as being against the truth. They're going to look at people opposed to the big three treatments, chemo, radiation, and surgery, as being quacks and not being part of the truth. So these truths that we know to be true, these alternative remedies for cancer and for other diseases, for diabetes, right, these truths that we know about using silver to treat and so forth, all of these truths that we shared in Unlock the Power to Heal, these will be looked upon as lies by the Google rankings, and these websites will then be dinged in the rankings. That's the problem
America,
with this.
World, yeah. Team America World Truth Police will be emerging from the FDA, from the American Cancer Society. And you're right, like they've taken over Wikipedia, and they took over that pretty quick. I mean, you can find some facts in Wikipedia about certain non-controversial subjects, but when it comes to the controversy of cancer cures, when it comes to the controversy of natural medicine, oh, man, they've gamed that Wikipedia system, and they thought, wow, man, we need to game Google because the people are learning about things, including the vaccine issue, like never before, because of the freedom of or the free flow of information on the web.
Yeah, absolutely right. They know that this is their Achilles heel, a free and open internet where people can have access to this information. This is the Achilles heel of the New World Order, because it allows us to get on and tell the truth. Now what we're going to have is we're going to have the truth police disguised as, or actually we're going to have the lie propagators disguised as the truth police on Google that are going to be then putting our sites, you know, sites like yours, Robert Scott Bell, or like The Truth About Cancer, or Natural News, or Mercola, or all these sites, they're going to not show up on the organic searches because they are deemed to be the liars out there on the internet, when in reality, we're the ones telling the truth. They're the ones that are full of it.
Interesting. Fascinating what's going on. We need Ultradon or Megalodon to protect us. Will you be there for us, Ultradon? No, he apparently won't. He's like, I'm not showing up for that one.
Okay.
What did we say? What did we do? It's outside the box. It's not advanced medicine. Dude, I mean, you're going to have to get back at Dr. Bitar for that one. That was classic.
That was a good one.
What a prankster. Hey, are you orthorexic and so am I, or am I orthorexic and so am I? We're going to get into that discussion after this, because the psychiatrists are coming for you. If you don't like eating genetically modified food from Monsatan,
you better watch out, Robert. You better watch out. They're coming for you.
Oh, no. I'm not going to be here. I'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just makes it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, I've been basically all organic since like 1991 or so. That's when I made the switch. I believe that was right, 1992, that area, when I kind of found out I was toxic and sick for all those reasons, not because I didn't lack more drugs from the FDA or my doctors. And since then, I haven't looked back, right?
Well, they actually wrote a song about you. It was a country song. It was called "I Was Orthorexic When Orthorexia Wasn't Cool."
I tend to be ahead of it on occasion. Now, the question is, TMB, am I obsessed? Some people might say I am, because I would rather fast than eat food that is going to make me sick. Now,
right.
Is it that I am, let's say, dangerously, maniacally, you know, will I eat something that's not purely organic occasionally? Look, I've been to Chipotle, and I know that it's not all 100% certified organic. It's pretty darn clean, and we've allowed ourselves that. But is that not enough? Is it only if I were to eat McDonald's and subject my kids to that poison that suddenly now I'd be okay? Is that what the psychiatric profession is saying? Unless you eat toxic food, you're something wrong with you?
Well, I think they would think that there's something wrong with you, because apparently... You're
thanks.
Because if you're too health conscious, right? If you're too worried about it,
mm-hmm.
which they would argue that you are, right? Being so dead set on not eating anything that's not organic, that's not healthy. They're saying it takes a toll on your mind and your soul if you're too orthorexic. Yeah. In other words, you know, let's just have a happy balance of the poisons. Just eat enough of the poisons to where it's you know, it's not going to hurt you.
Right. Happy meal's not going to make me happy, though. And not my kids either. Now, I'm not freaking out. You know, like I said, if the kids accidentally ate something, and they will not consciously do it, but there are times where they've eaten something that was like, well, that wasn't organic. Do we freak out? No. We say, all right, if you have some symptoms, if you have some diarrhea, if your stomach is hurting, this is what your body is trying to do and deal with.
Right.
Learn from it. Cool. Move on. But the point is, it's not going to be a daily ritual to say, yes, I'm going to put that in my system because I want to be normal according to the psychiatric profession.
Well, you know, in the middle of this article, it's saying that it's really, I think what they're saying is that if it's somebody that's just obsessed about it, which I wouldn't, you are very conscientious about what you're not obsessed about it. If you don't find something good to eat, you just won't eat, you won't eat at all. But it's not like you're obsessed about it. I think what they're talking about is a real mental deal where you have a hard time relating to reality, I guess, because of your obsession with food. I honestly used to be that way about working out. When I was a competitor, mm-hmm. I used to work out twice a day, and I literally, that's all I thought about was, all right, I'm going to the gym 2 hours in the morning. When am I going to get up? Okay, I got to get food packed for this and that because I got to get up at 4:30 to get workout done by 6:30 to get showered and get to work, and then I'm going to go to work after work. I'm going to go back to work out at 5:30. I work out to 7:30. I got to be sure I had mm-hmm. food to eat then, and you know, that's really all I thought about. And I would say that that's not a healthy state of mind. I was obsessed with it, and so maybe that's the people they're looking at here. I don't think that they're looking about. I don't think that this is about somebody like you, Robert. I think this is maybe somebody that actually has. Go ahead.
It's okay if they label me or if they try. I mean, I'm not worried about it overly, but at the same time, I recognize that organic food isn't purely organic.
Right, but I'm looking at their red flags, right? You feel guilty about food choices. Well, that's not you. You're controlled by food, often feeling anxiety about what ingredients were used to make the meal. I've never seen you controlled or anxious about anything like that. You're critical of the way other people eat. You know, I've never seen you criticize anybody that wasn't eating the way that you eat. So, you know, that's three of the red flags that you don't even fit into those. So I don't know what kind of people they're looking at here. I think it's just kind of an article to make people aware that people can be obsessed with all kinds of things, including healthy eating, which, you know, I would not consider you to be obsessed about it. I don't think that because you won't go to, you know, you won't eat GMO poisons that you're obsessed any more than I look at myself being obsessed about not vaccinating. I'm not obsessed about it. I just won't inject poisons into my kids. It's not obsession. It's just what I don't do.
Seems pretty rational to me.
Do I seem rational to you?
Yeah, impressively so. Impressively.
Okay, cool.
All right, well, let's take a break here. I'm going to join the Jerry Doyle Show for a segment to talk about healthy Coca-Cola and diet sodas making you fat and sick. And TMB, you hang with Super D, Megala D, Ultra D. Talk about whatever you want. Breastfeeding, because that's what men like to talk about. Can you do that for me?
We be hanging, RSB.
All right, I'll be back after for the last segment. Stick with TMB. And Super D. I'll be back.
Around the world. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free.
this year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey, now I'm feeling the love.
All right. It is Outside the Box Wednesday.
It is, but I wasn't feeling the love 30 minutes ago, but I'm feeling it now. Too bad Robert's not here to enjoy the love with us.
I know. So he's gone. He's over talking with Jerry Doyle about diet soda and a study that came out showing that it actually makes you fat. Which I thought was old news, but apparently it's back in the news cycle. So what are we going to talk about while he's gone?
Well, you know, the first thing that was on the agenda was to talk about this article that's a BBC article, Breastfeeding Linked to Higher IQ. Now, this is a fascinating article because of the fact that we already know that there are substances that are in mother's milk, such as lauric acid, which is an MCFA, a medium chain fatty acid, which is very, very beneficial to the brain. It's also very beneficial to the immune system. So we know that mother's milk contains a lot of good stuff, and we know that on the converse side, Don, that the infant formulas, especially those that are made with GMO soy, they are detrimental to brain function as well as detrimental to the immune system. So, you know, you look at this and you say, this is almost a moment of duh, isn't it? That infants that eat or that drink breast milk as opposed to eating GMO foods are going to be more intelligent?
Yeah, I mean, the data has supported breastfeeding for a long time. You know, formula, I believe, is really a thing more out of convenience than anything else. Anybody who's fathered baby, mothered a baby, the feeding, the breastfeeding, I mean, yeah, it's you know, not easy to do. But this particular study focuses more on IQ, which I think is interesting. They traced 3,500 babies. And they were from all, you know, areas of life and culture and you know, status and all that stuff. And they found that the babies who breastfed for longer went on to score higher on IQ tests as adults. So I'm guessing Einstein probably breastfed till he was like 10?
He's a smart guy, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe into adulthood, you don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, I mean, I guess, yes, it does make sense, you know, for various reasons, I guess. You know, you're getting, you know, nutrition. Nutrition is going to have an effect on you that's probably going to cause your brain to work better. Your cognitive skills are going to be better, you know. Right. So, yeah, I could see it as being a moment of duh.
Well, you know, they it looks like they followed these. I don't know if this was a 30-year study, but it looks like they followed them to the age of 30 to find out, you know, what even their average income was at that age. So apparently, this is a pretty long sample and a good sample size. So
it is, and you know, an interesting point they make here is that experts, you know, whoever they are, say that the results appear to back the current advice that babies should be exclusively breastfed for 6 months. Now, a lot of people wouldn't argue with that. But the next line says, but they say mothers should still have a choice about whether or not to do it. And you can't argue with that. You can tell somebody that they should breastfeed their child, but they should have the choice, no different than when we're talking about things like vaccines. You know, the choice needs to be there.
Oh, I'm with you 100%. I agree.
Yep.
It's the parents' choice. The main thing is that they have the information available to see what the, you know, they can compare the two different positions. And if they look at breastfeeding versus non-breastfeeding and they say, look, you know, we see all the potential benefits of breastfeeding. We see the dangers in some of these formulas, but we're still going to feed them formula. Maybe we're going to find an organic formula form or whatever. More power to them. That's their choice, but at least they're informed. That's the main thing that we're after, is just the freedom. We're not in favor of gunpoint medicine on one side of the aisle or the other.
Yeah. I mean, you will never hear on this show any of us say that you should not have the choice and the opportunity to inject yourself with something or cut something out or radiate yourself if that's what you choose to do. We don't agree with it, but we're not going to take that choice away from you. And, hey, guess what? Don't tread on me, you know? You don't do the same to me, so.
Yeah. Yeah, and anyway. The truth of the matter is that when we look at the casualty rate of modern medicine, we look at the number of people that are killed each year in the United States alone from prescription drugs that are properly prescribed, and this is data from the FDA's own website, you know, 100,000+ people a year die from properly prescribed prescription drugs. It doesn't seem like it's a very difficult choice to me. But again, if all the data is out there, and you can make a logical decision, an informed decision on what you want to do, more power to you. But you know, this next article is right in line with those statistics I was just quoting you, Don. It says that one child or teen poisoned by medicine almost every minute. This is from today.com.
That is, yeah, that's quite the perspective to put it in if you think about it that way. A kid a minute. Yeah, that's going to get your attention. And we have been seeing stories like this for years that, you know, the number of deaths, the number of people going into emergency rooms with liver damage, the number of people that are calling poison control centers. What's the common denominator there? It's prescription drugs. It's not the illicit drugs. It's not the guy selling crack on the corner. It's the kids being able to walk into mom and dad's bathroom, open up the medicine cabinet, and get something that they could kill them.
Exactly. And you know, they've got in the article here on today.com, they got a picture of Ritalin, which I know that's still big. It was big 20 years ago. It's still big today. I mean, it's basically the same thing as cocaine. Kids were taking these pills and chopping them up and snorting them, and it's the same thing.
Yeah,
same
it's like a, as cocaine. Like a methamphetamine or something, you know. I mean, if it was not a prescription drug, I could see this thing being sold as an illicit drug, and these drugs are sold on the street already anyway.
Sure.
You know?
So. Well, and look at this. And now the most commonly abused prescription drug, believe it or not, is hydrocodone. As a matter of fact, one of the things that Dr. Sawney has told me, our good buddy Dr. Irvin Sawney down in San Antonio, is that now, you know, he's a spine surgeon, so he does sometimes put patients on hydrocodone for extreme back pain. He said the most interesting thing that's happened over the last couple of years is that now when his patients come back in for a refill on the hydrocodone, he has to, by law now in Texas, he has to drug test them to make sure that they have hydrocodone in their system, because that's a very common drug that is sold on the black market, and then they'll come back in and get a prescription and never take it, but sell it. So now he's having to test people to make sure they're actually taking them instead of selling them.
Yeah, it's a big problem. I mean, you look at this war on drugs and all of the money that's being spent and all of the focus that's on, you know, the illicit drug trade and the cartels and is it a problem? Definitely. But while everybody's being distracted and looking at bales of marijuana on TV that are being thrown in rivers and stuff, there are people dying, as it says here, kids dying every minute from drugs that the doctor's scribbling on a pad and somebody's walking down to Walgreens and buying, right over the counter. So the perspective needs to be shifted in this country, that it's the prescription drugs are the problem. It's not the marijuana. It's not the weed. Okay, it's the stuff that the pharmacy is pushing on the corner.
It is. It is. And, you know, you look at even the harder drugs, the heroin, the cocaine or whatever, and, you know, those are problems. But when you look at the number of prescription drug deaths as opposed to deaths from, you know, illegal drugs, it's not even a comparison. The prescription drug deaths outweigh them by scores. So, yeah. You know, we're not saying that you can't get in trouble or you can't have some issues from these harder drugs. But marijuana, hemp, cannabis, whatever you want to call it, it's not a hard drug. I'm not even talking about that. But some of the other stuff, you can't, you know, heroin overdoses happen all the time. So people do die from them, but it's much more common to die or to overdose from a prescription drug that's in your mom and dad or your grandmom or granddad's medicine cabinet, and the kid just walks in there and grabs it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then they'll grab them, and then, you know, their friends will grab them, and everybody grabs them, and they all get together and have a party. I mean, it really yeah. is a growing problem that, you know, we've got to try and get a lid on.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, speaking of lids, some people need to put a lid on their lips. And one of the persons that I would like to see put a lid on her lips is Oprah, but that's just my personal opinion of her. But did you see the article about Oprah where she's pro-organic, she's pro-GMO labeling, but she's got advertisements in her magazine from Monsanto?
Yeah, you know, I saw that, and I can't remember the last time I watched the Oprah Winfrey Show. I mean, it's been on for years. It's an interesting hypocrisy going on there.
yeah.
You know, look, listen, people need to understand that most TV hosts, most radio hosts, they don't even pay attention to the commercials that are playing on their shows, except when they're waiting for the check to come in the mail from, you know, the person that is advertising on their show. This show, the Robert Scott Bell Show, I can remember back in the day when I started working with Robert, and this was back in 2005, I believe. He had a show, and at that time, it was just a Sunday show, one day a week, every Sunday.
Right.
And the syndicator that we were with put a it was an ibuprofen Advil commercial in the show, and man, you should have seen Robert's head explode. Doesn't happen on this show. But apparently Oprah Winfrey, she can talk bad about GMOs, but she'll take their money.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. I think that little orthorexic RSD will be back with us.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you guys do a little breastfeeding while I was gone? Anybody?
I'm not quite done yet.
But you're still doing it. Yeah.
Robert, we had such a good time while you were gone, man. We were wondering if you were coming back, though.
I know. I almost didn't make it. Jerry Doyle is a good friend, and we had a lot of discussion to do in terms of getting people off the diet death drinks, the sodas with aspartame and genetically modified corn syrup.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, good. Good. Did you get a chance to talk about Unlock the Power to Heal or anything?
He does. Every time he promotes that book, it's amazing. JD, thank
you. Three times.
You know, like,
yeah.
He says he always the must read. You've got to get it. So
awesome.
I know we get a Jerry Doyle bump every time we go on his show. So I'm grateful to him, and we had a good discussion. So I'm sure Super D, you can get it up there on Epic Time soon.
Absolutely. And you know, Robert, while you were gone, we got to talking about Oprah Winfrey and how she's been outspoken about GMOs and all that stuff like that, but she advertises Monsanto on her show. And it reminded me, and I relayed this to everybody who hadn't heard the story, way back in the day, it was like 2005, when I first started working with you, the syndicator that we worked for accidentally inserted an Advil commercial into the lineup of commercials on our show. You remember that?
Yeah, I'm not sure it was Advil or Tylenol, but I think Tylenol. I went bonkers.
Your head exploded.
Yeah, that's what Don said. He said your head exploded.
I was like, not like in that day. And it was like, no, you'll never do that again.
Yeah. Yeah. Integrity is very important on this show, but apparently for Oprah Winfrey, it's not quite as much.
Yeah, it's optional, right? I can be organic today, but not tomorrow. And Monsanto can, you know, I know some folks will do that, like Roy Rogers on his show, I think it was, that, you know, took the, I was at the Lipton iced tea, Lipton tea, and he'd badmouth Lipton all the time, but he had such a big audience, it didn't matter, they didn't care, and people still drank it. But we tend not to go that way. I guess we won't sell out. But speaking of selling out, the crop makers, the farmers in Northern California are beginning to sell water instead of crops because it's much more profitable with the water shortage in California, which means a lot of people are going to have sticker shock next year when they go to buy their California produce.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it, Robert? These farmers are thinking, seeing that it's going to be more lucrative just to sell their water rights than to grow crops anymore, which might be more lucrative for them in the short term. But as you just mentioned, what does this look like long term? Maybe next year's food crops coming when you may have, you know, 20-30% less producers of the food. Mm-hmm. You know, the old law of supply and demand kicks in, especially in light of the fact with you have these restrictions on water and you've got basically a water shortage out there. Even the farmers that are growing, I wonder if they're going to get as good of crops without the adequate water. So could have a real sticker shock on the pricing next year. Might even be a little bit of a mini food shortage out there.
Yeah, I think it will be a real crisis. Liam Sheff's been saying this for quite some time, and now the NASA pictures of the, you know, basically the Dust Bowl of California, and the water aquifers are drying up, and the Uber libs on the left think that they're going to desalinate the plants, you know, of the water on the ocean side. Of course, it could be radioactive, but then again, they would never pass environmental muster because they would have to build so many coal-fired plants to be able to desalinate.
Well, that would be good, though. Building the coal-fired plants would allow them to spew more toxins into the air, cause more cancer.
Well, I know. It would be good for big pharma, I suppose.
Good for business, wouldn't it?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Listen, we live in interesting times, TMB. There's a lot that our kids are going to see that we did not growing up. You know, we lived in the age of free-flowing oil. They've been fracking until they can't frack anymore. And it's going to be different unless there is a deus ex machina or Tesla comes back from the dead like some people think and just, you know, magically give everybody free energy. I don't see that as occurring necessarily. So we've got a plan to grow food. We've got a plan to get neighborhoods together and everybody grow a little. Even if you don't like your neighbor, you got to find a way to tolerate them or else you're going to go hungry.
Yeah, that's true. That does need to be in all of our minds as far as growing food, storing food, whatever you want to do, looking long term. I was just speaking about that with somebody a couple days ago. Just as a matter of fact, I think it was somebody that had come over here, one of the workers came over here to help with something at the house, maybe a plumber or something, talking about growing your own food. We should all be doing that.
And TMB, you're going to be in San Diego this weekend, is that correct?
I am. I'm going to be at the Integrative Health Conference speaking on Saturday night, so if you're in the San Diego area, come on out.
Dude, I wish I could see. I know Doc Newsom's going to be there, too.
Yeah, I just talked to Doc today on the phone. Look forward to seeing him.
All right, check it out. DrNewsom.com's got some great stuff I take every day as well. TMB, Super D, Uber D, Ultra D, the power to heal is yours.
It's yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse.
Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.